Thank you. On today's episode, we talk about mental health, several other things. I'm gonna take this time to remember all the fallen victims of 9/11. Never forget. And let's get into the episode. I'll try to give you guys a long episode this week. She used to call me on my cell phone. Whenever you need my love. She never called me on her cell phone. She never called me. She never, ever, ever called me. She never. I'm sorry, It's the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows. Got a couple of haters on standby. This episode is 42. Close to 50. Hope we can make it to 100. Not going crazy. All right. Let's see. My week has been very watered down. I haven't done nothing. So I was trying to look for another job. That's one thing I've been doing. I thought I had one, but that didn't work out. Drinking some watered down coffee I got from Quick Trip. Pumpkin spice, not enough pumpkin spice. It's just pumpkin. Pretty much, it just gave me pumpkin coffee. I was gonna try to get amped to do a podcast, be fired up. I had my coffee. Boom, do the podcast. Get that out the way. I accomplished my goal for the week. And that was it. I get this watered down coffee. And I'm not pumped to do nothing right now. My anxiety's on 11. My stomach hurts. I gotta use the bathroom, poop. There's something about anxiety. When you get anxiety, like I do, it's hard to go places because I always got to use the bathroom. It triggers me to use the bathroom. It's hard for me to work, do my shift at jobs. I don't talk about this stuff because I don't want to bring nobody down with my crap. But, it's beginning to take a toll on me, and I really, really am just tired of it. So I don't want to fall back into the depression, but that dark room I'm about to walk into, and I'm almost in the door. I don't want to open the door. That means you won't probably get a podcast, anything from me, music. This person that comes home from work every day and hides from the world. We're not gonna try to do that. I wanna do that. I wanna do the right thing this time. like I've been trying to do for the last how many thousand years. Enough about me. I see a lot of people going through their own shit, especially on social media. Oh yeah, breaking news. We have video recording of our president saying the coronavirus was serious. It's deadly. He didn't want to create no panic, so he just wanted to calm it down for the people, saying it wasn't nothing wrong, which he was saying all along. And this might cost him an election. I don't know. Biden, Kamala Harris, if they would do this, they do this this piece of information, they get this out there to people, it might change some things for them, or else he might just be the president. I don't know. I was just kind of thinking he's just gonna win anyway. Cause there's no momentum with I'm seeing with Biden. It still reminds me of the 2016 election. I mean, we have more people pissed off, but would they go vote? I don't know. And it don't really seem like Biden's offering a lot. Just vote for me, we get Trump out of office, that's it. And nothing else. Our vote has to mean something this time. You gotta give us something. We're gonna vote for you. I don't have to like Trump as long as he gives me something. I'm not trying to be liked by these people. Get their respect. I don't understand. Like Cardi B and Candace Owens fighting over these two old white men. I'm sure everybody's seen that. And Candace Owens been making videos. This is dumb. This is stupid. Some slave master shit going on with that coonery. I bought some of my job stock to see if it was a kind of a goof. But looking at my phone, the stock's been doing good. That's weird. Ain't weird, but just shows you how much people like the fast food and the much I like the fake food. Silence, nothing to talk about. I could sing for a whole hour, but that would probably lose subscribers. Don't want to do that. But my niece will be coming over this morning, so my dog will not be with me none this rest of this week. Because he will be following everything she does to the whole house. I'm kind of like co-parents. I watch him doing half the week. And he's with her for the rest of the week. She goes back to house. It's weird. Yeah, the homeschool things. Kids don't seem to be liking it. Some kids probably do. They say it's boring. I guess we don't have a we're not gonna have like Halloween. So how that's gonna work? I'm gonna try to go to nobody's house getting no candy because I don't know where the fuck that shit been at. And I don't know if it's yes. I don't know how that's gonna work. I think they just go ahead and cancel that too. Well, they had a trial for the vaccine. I forgot the name of the place. It started with an A. And they stopped because whoever was doing it, one of the patients got sick. So we're back to square one with that. So I don't know. The president knew that this was bad. He could have got the Congress to get them some money to find a vaccine. Maybe this could have been all prevented some kind of way. I say I've been working through this pandemic ever since it started. I'm pretty sure I caught the COVID early on. Caught it again, but I'm not young, but I'm not old, so I fight it off. You know, with other people, and also I stay in the house, so don't really go nowhere unless I gotta go somewhere. Yeah, I was just taking precautions. But some people don't have that luxury and they get it, especially old people. I'm pretty sure the old people might vote for Biden though, because they've been going through some shit. They gotta get up early when they don't wanna get up just to go to the store. Because I wanna be around people. Some messed up stuff. My friend's college is coming out with some new music. You guys should check that out. Like the dark doom ambient sounds of like industrial. It's all mixed in. It's pretty dark, and just guys, check that out. So I see you came up with some. I haven't really listened to the music for real. I came up with the Red Tape. It was last week. That's on SoundCloud, and I have Lucy, one song called Exit Summer I just put out today. You want to check that out. My music's all over the place. I don't know. I make ambient stuff. I make industrial, techno. House. Whatever I feel at the moment. This coffee sucks. You put whipped cream in it. I didn't send an episode to do that. gave me a dome lid, man. Dome lids suck. Heard it first. Dome lids suck because they're messy. Sometimes they come off on accident. You gotta hold your drink a certain way. To prevent that from you happening. Matter of fact, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'll be right back. I'll just let my dog talk loud. I'll finish doing what I'm doing. I'll be back. This tastes a little bit better. Yeah, I wish it was a Starbucks around the corner from my house. There's nothing around here. Fit trips in. Well, it's a Dunkin' Donuts around here, but I don't like Dunkin' Donuts coffee like that. It's cool. I don't know what's wrong with Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know if they put too much sugar in their coffee. I don't know what it is. It's just, Dunkin' Donuts used to be good. The coffee used to be good. I don't know. It's like every restaurant, they do a franchise, it's over. The food's never gonna taste the same. Everything's gonna be cheap. They're gonna buy cheap products. They don't cheap it all up just to save money. And if you ever wanna open a franchise, you may wanna invest in the best quality of your products. You gotta water down a product. It's not, man, I could be in business that long. This is coming from a person that has never opened a business. Basically, what I was saying, what do I know? I don't know nothing about business. But I watch a lot of business close, especially local businesses. Those restaurants, they have like 1,000, they open. Somebody open up like a shrimp fish place in a neighborhood. They have like 1,000 things on their menu. First of all, I know for a fact, you have an oversupplied menu, you're gonna go out of business. So. And surely but surely, they out of business and they put up another fish and shrimp or whatever restaurant. Now we got everybody selling CBD and Kratom and all that crap. Wow. Speaking of Kratom, there's a lot of crappy Kratom out there. People need to be careful what you're buying. So I had to slow down on the Kratom and the CBD. Now I'll just get my Kratom just one place. First, I was buying it from different people. some of that shit to have you sick or not feeling. I gave you the wrong kind of cradle. I like to take the kratom that's just like regular kratom, gives you energy in the morning. Same as coffee, because it comes from a coffee plant. But speaking of kratom, I'm probably going to stop doing kratom soon. Just give it a break, because my stomach. Ouch. Excuse me, guys. What was I saying? So I could take a break from all your addictions. Start a new addiction. That's how you do it. You stop one addiction, you go to another addiction. My new addiction was probably going to the gym, but saying now that mostly where you can catch COVID is at the gym. And the gym by my house is still not open because I was finna go sign up. I'm kind of like motivated now to do exercising because it's not about to go into fall. So, that's when I like to exercise and start back running. I was gonna go to the gym because I'm trying to, I wanna get the biggest I've ever been in my life as far as the muscle and I've been eating a lot of oatmeal. I'm trying to get thick. That sounds weird coming out of my mouth. Thick. I'm trying to get thick. I have women say that I'm trying to get thick. I'm trying to get thick. Like, just like big. That's why I'm trying to my brain to do, get into that mode, that beast mode, and here I am, the gym's close, so you're gonna have to try to find a different way to work out. My workout in the house is not gonna work because there's too many distractions, and if I stop working out one day, it's gonna turn into another day, and another day, then I'm probably gonna stop working out completely, and then fall back into the same dumb routine of not doing nothing. But I do stretch and my body out a lot. That I have been doing. Like, I do that like every morning when I get up or before I go to work, stretch my body out. Cause like last week I was having back problems and now my back problems are gone because I've been stretching the body out. That helps. So, even close to my age, you need to stretch your body out. Let's see, we're almost at 30 minutes. See, I told you guys, I'm going to. I'm trying, man. Just go. Try to get some guests on her. It's like, I'm scared to ask people to do this podcast. I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about. Talk about them, of course, but I don't know what questions I would ask. Then we got to set it up. I don't know how we're going to do it. How to do it through Zoom or Skype. Probably be through Zoom, because that's like the only app I have on my phone. Do I have Skype on my phone? I do got Skype on my phone. I don't know. Yeah, but, seeing like the, my streams are going up again, for this podcast. That's, I guess, a good thing. Because some people are listening to see if I'm losing my mind, of embarrassing myself. People are listening to this because they're worried about me. That right there is disturbing. If people are worried about me, I appreciate your concern. But where were you when I was really needed you guys? When I was going through multiple things. You're probably just living your life, more than likely. And I can't fault anybody for that. But, people that are listening to this podcast, just checking up on me, I appreciate it. It is actually nice with you. Concerned, but I wish maybe I could talk to you people sometime. Especially the people that I grew up with. I haven't seen you guys in a minute. Been around you people in a minute. A long time. I just want to let you know right now, I'm not that same person. I'm definitely more humble, definitely more more shy than ever. I can't look people in the eyes half the time when I talk to them. It's really weird. Maybe because that's the Asperger's part of me. But maybe that's just the guilt and shame part of me too, for all the things I've done and the person I've become. I do think I'm a better person than I was back in the past. Just not the person I want to be. You get it? I don't know. Yeah. So I go on Facebook and see all my friends doing all type of things that I wanted to do, I haven't done, and it kind of depresses me, but I still be rooting for them no matter what. Like, I'm not gonna get like jealous or hating. I'm not gonna lie, I do get jealous, but I'm not hating on your success. And it's like one thought of being black. I see that it definitely hurts us. We like to hate on each other. Just can't uplift each other. I want everybody to win whatever they're doing. I'm not a hater. I see my friend, he's doing music, he's doing this, that's good. You, my cousin, he's doing good. He got a girlfriend, he's happy. He's moving on with his life, it's good for you. I'm not rooting for nobody's downfall or demise. I see my cousin, she's living her life in Texas. And doing what she's got to do to survive. I wish I was in the position to help her some kind of way. Or whoever needs help. Because that's kind of what I want to do. My remaining time on Earth, I just want to help people. I don't want to I want to be a burden to people. Like I used to be, what I thought I was. That's why I'm kind of not in I don't know. I have a girlfriend now because I don't want to be a burden to her. Because I still don't have my life figured out in so many ways. Yeah. I don't know. Get me wrong. At times I do get lonely and stuff. What's up? Talk to this girl or had a chance. I had so many chances, I just messed them all up. I don't want to be in a relationship. I just don't want to be in a relationship right now. I guess you guys understand what I'm saying. I don't know. But, I don't know. That's all I had to share with you guys this week. I think I overshared this time. Let's see, for the rest of this week, I'm trying to get some good sleep in. Trying to find a lot of income. I think there's a... I lost some of my thoughts that fast. Oh, yeah, exercise. Try to find some kind of exercise. Way to get back in shape. I want you guys to have a good week.
And be the best person you can be. The best version of yourself you can be. And that's it. It's the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows. Well, hit the music, man.
it's a dark place.